Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Karaoke.
Happy girl, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? Push it down, push it down. I'm the one who's good time, come through now. Ring my doorbell, feel love, feel love.
November 15th, 2017, coming up on the program today, I've been blacklisted from the baiting community. Plus, what the hell is a slob stopper? A liberal walks into a gun store and washed up dick and nuts. All this plus your voicemails today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you for a sideshow exclusive episode of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. It means you're paying freaks. One of the many missions of Distorted View Daily is to bring you the weirdest stuff from around the internet. Now, a lot of times that means porn. That's kind of the easy way out. What's stranger than some of the weird, sick sex shit that guys are into? And don't get me wrong, I love to play that stuff for you guys. But not everything on this show has to be speculums and cum bubbles. There's plenty of other, you know, weird and wonderful and disturbing and awkward things floating about on the internet. Today, I want to share with you some awful commercials. These are real television ads that aired. We do this occasionally. A lot of times it's like those infomercial products. I don't think we have any of those today. These are all just like 30-second ads for various products. The first one is for something called Raid Call, which was like a voice chat program for your phone. The idea was, if you're playing video games with your friends, you would use Raid Call. I don't even know if Raid Call is still a thing. In it, there's a group of three women who are like on the ladies' team. And then there's a bunch of guys on the men's team. Let's see how this goes.
Raid Call, totally free. Amazing overlay function. Take positions. Sniper in position. Crystal clear auto quality.
I don't know how much money these Raid Call people spent on this advertising campaign. At the very least, we're talking thousands of dollars. Probably tens of thousands. I mean, this isn't a huge company. It's not like Coca-Cola buying millions of dollars of ads. But, you know, television commercials are expensive. Your entire product is about voice chat, and you want to talk about the audio clarity. How is it no one from the advertising agency to the actual Raid Call people, none of them reviewed this ad? Because she clearly says auto quality, even though audio quality is displayed on the screen.
Positions. Look at this. Sniper in position. Crystal clear auto quality.
Go, go, go!
I need backup!
No lag while using minimum resources.
See, I guess when the guys are using, the guys must be using a different system because the audio quality is not very good.
I need backup.
No lag while using minimum resources. Better communication means winning. Raid Call. Communication for winners. Let's Raid Call.
Yay! That last Raid Call kind of sounds like Rape Call. The audio quality on Raid Call is good, but not on the commercial.
Communication for winners. Let's Raid Call.
Yeah, let's go, girls. Let's beat those men.
That's pretty much what the ad was for. And of course, the women are all like scantily dressed. Like, it's totally pandering. They're trying to get these nerdy guys to use Raid Call. Ultimately, though, that commercial wasn't as bad as this next one.
He's Tim from back to school. Denim haircut.
Yes, this is a commercial for the East Hills Mall, and all of the shops in the East Hill Mall participate in this song.
Denim.
That's Rue 21.
Haircuts.
Mastercuts.
Backpacks, backpacks, come get your backpack.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
A gay guy that works at American Eagle, okay.
New shoes.
Get yourself an outfit.
Denim.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircuts.
New shoes. So get yourself back to school with these tails.
Haircut.
Yeah, we know about the haircuts. You know, I'm not looping this audio. That, you know, it's just the same thing over and over. Like the American Eagle gay pops up three or four times in this commercial going boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut.
You know, a lot of malls are in decline. East Hills is probably no exception. There's only four stores left. That's why they, you know, they have to keep going back to the Mastercuts lady.
Haircut.
They couldn't even fill a 30-second ad.
Boots and pants and boots
oh, no.
and pants. Boots and pants.
It's a new Distorted View test of patience.
Boots and boots and pants. Boots and pants and boots and pants. Boots.
Let's listen to this for the next 5 minutes.
Boots and pants and boots and pants. Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut.
We cannot forget about the haircuts. All right, moving on. I've got a commercial here for a local insurance company. I think what this ad is trying to convey is that this insurance company and all of their agents are there for you when you need them, no matter what time, right? So we start with a telephone ringing.
Hello?
Jim, it's Susie. Our house is on fire. Can you come over?
Of course.
All right, like, get out of the house, lady. I'm looking at her. She's in the kitchen in her robe. If your house is on fire, don't make telephone calls. Maybe get outside, you know, to safety first before you start worrying about your, you know, insurance premiums and what they're going to cover and stuff. You could have taken those precious few minutes to, you know, gather your family, right? Or at least put some clothes on. I don't know. It just seems weird.
Hello?
Hello?
It's Susie. Our house is on fire. Can you come over?
Susie who? You know, State Farm has like 30,000 Susies that they cover.
Of course. I'm on my way.
Hello, this is Cal.
Cal, this is Mike Case.
Hi, what's up, Mike?
My boy just wrecked the car.
Is your son hurt?
Not yet.
I'm about to give him a knuckle sandwich. I guess this ad is saying, like, you know, all of our agents are local. They know their clients by their first name.
Hello?
Kurt, this is Leonard. I got a business opportunity I'd like to discuss with you.
Have you ever heard of Scentsy Candles? It's a wonderful business. What's great is you can work as little or as much as you want. And you can set up these wonderful Scentsy parties. The product sells itself. And, you know, I'm trying to build a team under me, but you can also build a team under you.
Hey, why don't you meet me in the office in about a half hour?
All right.
You've got friends in the insurance business.
Did I say these ads were weird? I meant to say cringy. You know what? I do have a couple of, I guess these are like infomercial products.
Has this ever happened to you?
This is how you can tell it's an infomercial product. Has this ever happened to you? And it's just like a guy in a car trying to drink like a coffee or a soda or something. And he spills it all over himself. Because, you know, Americans are idiots.
Introducing the Slob Stopper. Forget messy spills and unplanned accidents.
What they're selling you is a $15 bib. I shit you not. That's what the Slob Stopper is.
Just slip it on and enjoy your busy lifestyle.
I like that they're not even trying to sugarcoat what this fucking thing is for. You're filthy and disgusting. You can't function as an adult. You need a goddamn bib. A slob stopper, if you will.
Perfect for your commute and everyday use. Made with polyurethane laminate fabric.
Everyday use?
The slob stopper absorbs on one side and is waterproof on the other. Don't worry about covering up stains anymore. Go to slobstopper.com and order today.
Or just use a towel. That's basically what this thing is. $15, and they don't even throw in an extra slob stopper?
Slob stopper. Bibs aren't just for babies.
I also love those as seen on TV products that are selling you something that's already been invented. You know, like that red-haired bitch who's trying to sell you those copper pots or copper pans?
Bake a casserole in my red copper pan. It won't stick.
These things have been sold for decades. It's just now you're purchasing one, like an inferior product for $20. That'll probably fall apart in the dishwasher. I've got an example here. You've all seen those, like, silicone cell phone stands. You know, like those little pieces of plastic. And it just, it props your cell phone up. Actually, my niece has one that is like a suction cup that goes on the back of your iPhone or whatever. And you can like hold it between your fingers. And there's all sorts of different kind. The people that designed this product really thought they were being revolutionary.
Every time your cell phone rings, you've got to find it and then pick it up just to see who's calling.
Life is so fucking hard. Now we have to actually pick up our cell phones when it's ringing? What if it's not in my pocket? I'm gonna have to like lean over onto the coffee table and actually pick this fucking thing up?
Every time your cell phone rings, you've got to find it and then pick it up.
The struggle is real.
Just to see who's calling. And if you try to prop it up so you can see it, your cell phone's constantly falling.
Well, maybe you shouldn't try propping it up on a glass table. Of course it's going to slip.
Now, you can get your cell phone off its back and let it sit up where you can see it with Happy Sack. Just place your phone on Happy Sack and you'll always see who's calling.
Oh, this one isn't like a silicone or plastic product. I think it's actually made out of like the same, like it's a knapsack. Like it looks like a hacky sack.
Without having to hunt for your phone, cell phones can get lost in the clutter. But with Happy Sack,
they've designed a burlap sack.
You can always see your cell phone without searching for it.
It's a beanbag.
Happy Sack also holds iPods, MP3 players, and gaming systems.
Like, I remember when infomercials were like new products. You know what I mean? Like, sure, they were for dumb things. Remember Ron Popeil came up with spray-on hair? You looked ridiculous, but, you know, it was new. He actually invented something. Now you can just, like, I could sell a spoon on an infomercial. I'm going to design a spoon. It's just going to be deeper, you know, so it holds more shit. You can shovel more food into your fat face faster with the miracle spoon. Or I'll call it the Zboon or something, you know? I'd rake in millions. But wait, call now and I'll throw in a second spoon. That way you can be double fucking fisting, right? While you're shoveling some food in your face, you could be using your other hand to start scooping even more food. And so you always have a spoon full of food getting ready to jam down your gullet. All right, call now. You know, moving on. From these commercials, I've had really bad luck. I feel like I've been shunned from the Gooner Bader community. First of all, you know, the wet meat voicemail line? That blog has blacklisted me, right? They don't want me. They banned me, basically. And then they shut down the blog so that it's invite only. This is all because Distorted View would feature and play the voicemails of hardcore verbal masturbators. Then I found out my membership to Bait World was revoked. How's a guy supposed to goon out with his fellow baiters, his fellow dong worshippers, if I can't communicate with them? Well, I filed an appeal. I said, look, my juicy dick is rock hard and I need to goon out. I promise I'll be a good boy, a good widow masturbator, a good Gooner worshipper, or whatever, dong worshipper, and they let me back in. So, my membership is in good standing over there at Bait World, and I'm happy to report, it looks like their website has been redesigned with all sorts of wonderful new features, like the masturbation meditation section.
Cocks connected around the world.
I'd like to grab my fleshy cock and bait in harmony.
Penis confidently into your hand and know that you are not alone.
See, that's the problem. I masturbate meekly.
Men throughout time eternal have engaged their phalluses for ritual and spiritual practices, for social and status reasons, for health and curiosity, and for the simple and positive reason that it just feels damn good. Stroke your dick and know that you are not alone.
This really isn't so much a meditation as it is justification. It's okay, man. Bait your dong. It's cool. This guy's voice sounds like he should be advertising a like an infomercial product. Now, baiting your big fat dong has never been easier. So I guess, you know, the mantras aren't really doing it for me. Good news, though, there are all sorts of new penis baiting mantras and music tracks. You know. This song's called Penis So Big. And of course there's erect engorged penis. Sounds a lot like big penis. Here's erect penis. And this one's called My Penis. My penis. My penis. I think all of those songs were by one artist, but there are others.
Penis.
They all sound the same.
My penis.
This is called Fucking Love My Penis.
I fucking love my penis.
You know what I mean? There's also
I got a big dick.
Music to goon to.
This is another penis here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bait my penis. Bait your penis too.
Right? Yeah.
It's an intergalactic penis party. Baiting till your cock spews that goo. Beep boop bop. Robot penis.
You know what can happen to this?
Android dong. Cyborg wiener.
By the way, hold on a second. It's a great song, but maybe I should upload that to Bait World. I'm pretty sure the audio that you hear, like the guy talking, it's that clip of training retards about sex.
You want to ask me how it gets hard, right?
How does it get hard? How does the dick get hard?
You want to ask me how it gets hard, right?
How does it get hard?
Well, there's a picture of the male penis. The penis getting hard.
Hard.
The penis getting hard.
Hard.
Penis getting hard.
This is the male penis.
This is the male penis. Every man's penis can get hard at certain times.
Yeah, this is the old guy describing to the kid all about, you know, penises and erections and wet dreams. We played that many years ago on the show.
You ever have that happen to you? You ever have that happen to you?
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty good song. You can check it out over there at Bait World. I'll see if I can download it. That's something that we should really post on the sideshow. All right. One more clip and then we will get into the news. Oh, talk about cringeworthy. This is a clip of a gun shop, right? And this kid waltzes in. He's identified as an Antifa wannabe. He thinks he knows more about guns and gun laws than the gun shop owner, and he is going to school the owner all about how guns are evil.
Nothing too calm. That's for you, folks.
No, it's not legal.
Right. You wouldn't do anything illegal, would you?
Of course not. I'm a law-abiding citizen, aren't you?
We're all law-abiding in our own ways. Let's see here. Really, you don't do anything illegal.
Nope.
He's trying to get the gun owner to admit, you know, that he sells illegal, you know, guns or whatever.
See,
he's just awful.
Really, you don't do anything illegal.
Nope. Do you do anything illegal? Why would you come in here and ask me that? That's kind of messed up.
Well, I'm just assuming.
Why are you being aggro, though?
I'm not being aggro. Oh,
okay.
Being, like,
aggro.
Right. The first thing you did is you came in and asked me if I sell the kikes. I don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what kikes are.
What is it?
Jews.
Jews?
I'm sure this kid is recording. He's trying to, like, you know, get the gun shop owner to say or do something that the kid could then, you know, post on social media and be like, look at this neo-Nazi gun shop owner. Meanwhile, the gun shop owner doesn't know what a kike is. I have a hard time believing that one. This kid, this is a liberal kid, I guess. I don't know if he's part of Antifa or whatever. I don't even really know what Antifa is, right? I just know it stands for anti-fascist, but whatever. So he's going about this the wrong way. You don't just walk into a gun shop and say, hey, you sell guns to kikes? You got anything illegal for me to buy? Come on. I want to buy a rocket launcher. I know you got some in the back, right? Come on, man to man, where are all your grenades or whatever? All right, so he's not winning over the gun shop owner here.
I'm surprised if you don't.
It's kind of well, I would sell the Jews, sure.
Really? That's sure. Functionally funny.
You don't like Jews much?
No, I love Jews. I just don't. Oh. I'm surprised you don't hate them.
Why would you be surprised that I don't hate them?
Well, that's just because of this shit.
Right, but I just told you that that was a Nazi.
I don't get it then, actually. If it's not Nazi, I don't know what it is. Still, I mean, it's, you know.
You are familiar with the Nazis, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So he's looking at something called the Gadsden flag. And the Gadsden flag, I guess, is that don't tread on me. You know, the thing with the flag with, like, the snake on it?
Yeah, definitely. Swastikas right. And all that.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, so it's very publicized what actually stands for them.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Those are free. You can take one of those if you want.
Free Bibles?
Sure.
Are these,
you can read it, burn it.
King James.
Do whatever you want with it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually nice of you, because I would burn it.
Okay.
But, I mean, actually, are these...
I mean, this guy is just a total douchebag. Why go into someone's business and harass him?
Are these New Testament?
Yeah, new and old. Oh.
You know, like the Bible. It's the Bible. Old and new.
It's got both. Right.
So very specifically.
You're not trying to Jew me out of the Old Testament, are you?
Christian, yeah?
Yeah, I would say so, because it's not like,
Long story short, the kid takes all the Bibles, then leaves the business and starts throwing the Bibles onto the roof of the business. I can't figure out if this is a guy or a woman, but then after throwing the Bibles on the roof, she comes back in. This is, at this point, the owner of the business is calling the cops.
No.
I just wanted to ask if I could throw these up your roof still.
No, you can't throw them at the building.
Told me I could do anything
like that. Okay. Yeah, you did say you could do whatever you want with those Bibles.
Yeah. But you know what? You're being violent, and I'm asking you to leave. And you're dressed like some weird Antifa freak.
You know, this guy is exercising a lot of restraint, especially considering he's got so many guns. I would be tempted to use at least one of them on this freak. This owner is a very responsible gun owner.
Totally polite to you.
Come on, Antifa.
Well, I was totally polite to you. Now you're engaging in combative acts. Combative. It's ridiculous. Combative. If you want them, go read them. That's fine.
Well, no,
but you can't go back. You can't take them outside and throw them against the place of business.
I wasn't trying to throw them against them. I was trying to throw them on the roof.
You were trying to throw them on the roof. That makes it so much better. That's ridiculous.
Well, clarification there.
I thought it was okay to
have a little respect for your community, even.
Okay, I do have respect for my community.
Really? That's why you came in and called me a Nazi and asked me if I sold guns to kikes?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just wondering why I can't throw them at the roof.
I've asked you to leave a lot of times and you're not leaving them.
I mean, I'm happy to. I'm just like...
You're not happy to. You're still standing here talking.
Sorry.
So she turns around to leave, but she can't because she's an attention whore.
That's why I was like wondering if it's like...
Like. Eventually it comes out. He thinks that because this dude has a don't tread on me flag, it means, you know... You can do whatever the hell you want. Like, throw Bibles up on the roof.
It's like, that seems pretty indicative of it being okay.
Because I have a don't tread me flag on the deal?
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, don't tread on me. I should be able to do whatever I want with these because they're free and they're mine. So it's like...
Well, that's not breaking the law. What you're doing is breaking the law.
That's when the cops come in and the video, the rest of the video is not very good. The cop just gets a statement and that's pretty much it, right? But oh my God, liberals once again come off looking horrible. The problem is, like, the gun owner was doing absolutely nothing wrong. He's just trying to run his business. And then this asshole comes and you can tell he wants to be combative, but the kid is just too dumb. So he's just asking questions. What's this over there? Do you sell the kikes? What's a kike? You don't know what a kike is? No. Oh, okay. What's this over there? You got any illegal guns? No. Okay. I thought maybe you might. Well, I don't. Yeah, you don't? Right, I don't. Okay, yeah, uh-huh. Like, what are you trying to accomplish, sir? Besides looking like a complete tool. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Thank you guys so much for being Sideshow members. Really do appreciate it. Could not do this program without you. Don't forget, we've got that Patreon account. You know, pledge a few bucks, become a patron. Get access to, you know, occasional exclusive pieces of audio and other little perks. Patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Vancouver Island University is at the center of a human rights complaint, alleging that female staff were not protected from a student who brought a diaper-related sexual fetish to the school. That must be a real conundrum for the administration over there at that college. It's like, look, this kid has a diaper fetish. We're a liberal college. I feel like we need to support students who partake in diaper fetishism. But also, they shouldn't be flinging their shit at the staff. We gotta protect them too. You know, our employees. A 105-page complaint. Holy shit, what did this diaper freak do? That there's 105 pages of stuff. A complaint. That's a lot of complaints. A 105-page complaint filed by the Nanaimo School's former director, Human Rights and Respectful Workplace, Katrine Roth, said the man's behavior was treated as a disability when it should have been dealt with as a potential threat to female staff. I didn't understand a lot of what I read there. I don't know what the hell Nanaimo is or Human Rights Respectful Workplace. I do know that diaper fetishism is not a disability. Like, if you needed to shit in a diaper, that might be considered a disability. Or, like, you know, certain accommodations need to be made. You might poop your pants and you're going to have to excuse yourself from class to clean it up or whatever. But this is like a voluntary thing, pissing and shitting into your nappy. And I'm sure the kid who was, like, into this was super creepy about it. Like, kind of like shitting while staring at the teacher in a seductive way. You know what I mean? All right. He will not stop unless we make him, said Roth. I truly believe that he needs to be medically assessed as to whether he's a risk to the community. The CBC, which is the Canadian Broadcast Corporation or whatever, would not identify the man, right? He responded to a request for comment saying he was unable to speak about the matter, you know, for legal reasons, but he did say, quote, I will say I am special needs and three. He is stating on the record that he is a three-year-old, so I am not in my 40s, he wrote. Like the university, I do not agree with Ms. Roth's characterization of events. I would like it, though, if one of these news stories didn't mention about something sexual in them because it's not for me. You know, he's just saying, like, look, this is a disability of mine. This isn't some weird sex fetish. Yet, he says he's 3 years old, he wears adult diapers, and he attends college. So, you know, he's, like, smart enough to make it to college. It's gotta be a sex thing. Why else would you wear a diaper? Unless you had, like, a wrecked asshole or something. All right, the student in his 40s asked to be treated as an infant. Special accommodations, you know. Demanding children's books to be read to him, speaking in a baby voice, wearing a soother, and even submitting a selfie of himself in a diaper to one instructor. Said Roth, she believes that as soon as the university knew the student had what it terms an atypical sex drive that may impose on non-consenting individuals, staff needed warning. Staff refused to speak about the specifics of the case, which spanned 2 years between 2015 and 2017, citing privacy concerns, but did release a statement saying that the university used an external investigator and took appropriate action to, quote, protect the safety and well-being of our campus community. Now, I guess if he kept all this stuff under wraps, we wouldn't have a problem. The issue is that the student presented himself to at least three other staff members, you know, presenting as in, look at my dirty diaper, look at my piss-covered pee-pee. That type of thing. The former Crown prosecutor is amending the original complaint that she said was deemed too broad and has filed a second, separate complaint after losing her job in 2017. She said she became concerned after a man who said he needed to wear diapers due to a disability complained to her office. Over the years, she said the student threatened to file human rights complaints if his special needs were not considered, including his desire to be handled by female staff only. He only feels comfortable with female staff. And of course, he's got to be in his diaper. This all makes sense. In the document, she said he presented himself to female staff at different campuses, in several cases asking them to change his soiled diapers. Eventually, he came to Roth complaining of discrimination. My bum bum's covered in poo-poo, and none of my teachers will clean it. He's unfortunately obsessed with fecal matter, said Roth. As she investigated, just kick him out of the college at this point. An English professor received a selfie of this guy in a diaper with a baby bottle and a soiled diaper. When she refused to accept it, he became belligerent, and she turned to authorities for protection. He'd show up in a Curious George outfit with a soother around his neck. He was involving me into his fantasy life, into his fantasy play. You know what? I think the female staff of this university, they do have a case against the school. Come on, you've got a shit freak, right? Adult baby roaming around the campus. Everyone knew about him, but for some reason, they were all like walking on eggshells because they were afraid he was going to file discrimination charges. Meanwhile, he's just a sex pervert. And the staff there was traumatized because, like, you know, at every turn, he was there sucking his thumb, you know, sticking his finger down his, you know, dirty diaper, pulling out shit. Clean me! Like, these are educated women, right? They're teachers. They're English teachers. They're not nannies. All right. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. A penis and testicles. Oh, a whole set? Washed up on a beach in Somerset. But it may actually just be sea squirt. Oh, it's not penis. It's sea squirt. That ain't penis. It's squirt. Julie Edwards, a resident, came across what she thought was a penis in testicles on Breen Beach in early September. It sparked a lengthy police investigation. It was eventually concluded that the item was not human, all right, but still might have been a pair of testicles and cock. It's now led to much speculation as to what this thing could actually be. Joshua Davidson, a local graduate in marine biology and oceanography, has come forward with a theory. He thinks this might be a solution to the debate. He said, I saw the Somerset Live article on the penis and testicle creature that washed up on Breen Beach in late September. I'm a graduate in marine biology and oceanography, and like the MBA said, I can't tell you for certain what this beastie might be, but I have a pretty good idea. I think this is a tunicate. Did I pronounce that right? T-U-N-I-C-A-T-E, also known as a sea squirt. Describing the sea squirt, he said, it ain't pee. It's yellow like pee now because it's all dry, but it comes off all clear and sticky. It's from me squirting. Describing the sea squirt, he said, they normally live attached to the sand or rocks below the waves and live by filtering water through its bodies. I'm looking at this thing. It looks nothing like testicles and dick. This woman must be cock crazy that she saw this thing. Someone needs some deep dickin', and it's this bitch who found the penis and testicles on the beach. All right, they're among the closest relatives to people that don't have backbones that you can find in the shallow waters around the UK. All right. Interestingly, the species could have the close link to a penis and testicles that Ms. Edwards originally thought it to be, though. What? Joshua said, hilariously, this species is called Phallusiae mammillata, where Phallusius is likely the form of Greek phallos, meaning penis. Oh, So there is kind of a cock and ball connection there. All right, so like I said, the item was originally found by Julie Edwards while she was walking her dog. She's been emailed with a number of suggestions. These include a geoduck clam, a sock, and a Portuguese man o' war. So there you go. If you want to see what this thing looks like, I've made it today's featured image over there at superfreaksideshow.com. Final story we have for you today. A New Jersey attorney, nude from the waist down except for a pair of high heels, strutted into a stranger's Rutherford home and announced, "I'm here," police said. Justin Cristodoro, 39, of Hackensack, subsequently was arrested in neighboring Lyndhurst on Saturday after a resident returned home to find an unknown car with an unconscious man inside of it, parked in his driveway. The unconscious man, of course, in high heels. It was occupied by a man sitting in the front passenger seat wearing only a black shirt and black high-heeled shoes. I'm glad he put on a shirt, Lyndhurst Police Captain John Valente told the website. A cop from Rutherford who responded to the scene as backup recognized the man's clothing as being similar to a report from an earlier incident at a home on Eastern Way. The homeowners told police they were home at around 4:45 p.m. on Saturday when someone walked in an unlocked back door. The man, wearing only a tight t-shirt and black heels, sassy, then realized he was at the wrong house and left. Cristodoro, who was disoriented after being awakened by police, said he didn't know how he ended up in Lyndhurst and put on a pair of sweatpants he had inside of his car. He was then arrested after officers found a plastic bag inside the car containing what police suspected was pure MDMA, the active ingredient in ecstasy. I think there's your explanation. That's how you wound up there. Cristodoro, who could not be reached for comment, was charged by police with criminal trespass in connection with the first incident and also faces a drug possession charge in Lyndhurst. Valente confirmed to the New York Post that Cristodoro identified himself as an attorney. The man, according to the New Jersey court system's website, was admitted to the state bar in 2004. In an ad for his practice posted on YouTube, he says he specializes in drug offenses. Of course he does. Not only am I an attorney, I'm also my client. I mean, that's quite an endorsement if you think about it. He also specializes in drunk driving cases, in child support litigation. He obviously could not be reached for comment. Did not want to talk about this. There you go, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. You know all the other ways to contact me. Show at distortedview.com. Yada, yada, yada.
Hey, Timmy. You want to call Hamster here, check it in. Hey, I was just calling because I was seeing if... I was wondering because... Maybe you might have done this before, but I don't know because I didn't start listening to podcasts till 2014-ish. Have you ever done or think of doing a best of Sextastic Tuesday, where you just, you know, read the best of Sextastic Tuesday and then do your twisted news and then end the show with the voicemail? But then, you know, I wasn't really a fan of big fan of Sextastic Tuesday, but you did have some good ones. The Elf one and the Wizard of Oz one. And there's still some that you could, I don't know, I never heard that. Yeah, the Ninja Turtles one was good, but hey, there's the Smurfs. You can do one about the Smurfs. And
We still do Sextastic Tuesday occasionally. I try to make it a little shorter because some people complain about the length and we don't do it every week. I would say typically, what, maybe once a month we do Sextastic Tuesday now?
And maybe, even. Well, I think the Punky Brewster one would be too dark. Oh,
maybe.
Unless she's getting nailed by Brandon, but not some like weirdness. You know, Henry and...
Was it Punky Brewster that got stuck in the refrigerator? Remember they were playing hide-and-go-seek and there was, like, that refrigerator outside in the cold? I guess they were getting rid of the refrigerator. And she's like, I'll hide in here! I don't know if it was Punky or one of her friends. But that could lead to some hot sexual encounters, right? Maybe? I don't know. If you run across or have an idea for a Sextastic Tuesday story, send it along to me. Like, this guy said Smurfs. I'm surprised we never did Smurf porn. Maybe we did. I don't know. I don't think we ever did Punky Brewster porn. I'll look into it. I'm sure there are some stories.
Spiral Hamfucker reacts to Eminem's freestyle about Donald Trump.
I could see Spiral Hamfucker being a hardcore Donald Trump supporter.
Hey, boo, Spiral Hamfucker. I love M&M's, dude. They're delicious. I like the peanut ones. You ever, like, bite them in half, you know, and, like, pull it out so, like, the nut is still, like, on the other hand?
No, I don't play with my food. I just fucking eat it.
And then you eat the nut, and it's, like, all pitted without a nut.
Who the hell has that kind of time? Messing around with chocolate and shells and nuts.
M&M's are delicious. When I buy the ones without peanuts, it's like that Homer Simpson just force feeding myself.
Yeah.
The peanut ones, you can fuck around a little bit. I shouldn't.
I think I do like the peanut ones more than the plain. Hey, by the way, this has nothing to do with M&Ms, but it does have to do with junk food. I'm very excited to announce that. Excited. I'm a big soda freak. And there's a couple of holiday flavors this year, and it's always Pepsi that's doing this. Pepsi's great when it comes to flavor extensions, if you will. Coke never has new things, right? So Mountain Dew has come out with a holiday brew, which I can get behind. This, but it they kind of like cheaped out in that their holiday brew is just a mixture of their red and green sodas. Get it? Holiday colors. So they mix their regular Mountain Dew, the original, with Code Red. They mix those two flavors together. It's a red drink, really, but they call it Mountain Dew Holiday Brew, and it's not bad. And they didn't faggot it up with any sort of artificial flavors. There's also another special Mountain Dew right now that they did sort of faggot up with artificial sweetener, but I haven't tried that one yet. The other holiday blend is Pepsi. Pepsi this year came out with salted caramel flavored Pepsi, which I have not tried yet. It sounds gross. Also, Japan came out with a holiday flavor, and it actually sounds better than what we're getting here. It's a white, it's a white colored Pepsi, and I think it's supposed to taste like cake or something.
Hey, Timmy, dude, this is
a little soda update for you.
First Taylor from Preston. I spoke to you a while back. And you gave me some very good solid advice about my unborn child. Again, I'm a little bit drunk. Call me when I'm drunk again. Just to test how long it's taking to get through these voicemails. It's currently...
Hold on. Yeah, it sounds like you're a little depressed. But apparently I gave him some good advice.
A little bit drunk.
You want to say everything that I did? Again.
Oh, my God. What's happening here? Hold on.
Get through these voicemails. It's currently 10 past 3.
It just started. These pillows are... It just started playing this squirt girl.
I don't have to sleep on them no more. So I use them for this.
How funny is that? We were just talking about this.
You see them stains on them? See the stains? That's for me. A squirtin'. And that's not pee, that's squirt.
It's from me. She doesn't say it's from me, squirtin'. It's from me, a squirtin'.
It's easy. You gotta be in the mood to do it.
Alright, there's the squirt girl. How weird was that? Just started playing. Alright, so what were you
Good
saying?
Morning. On the 15th of October. So, we'll see how long it takes you to get through those. I have a bizarre sex tape for you.
Oh, okay.
You've more than likely heard of it.
Look, I already played the bizarre or the depressed jingle. I'm not going to play bizarre sex terms. Go ahead.
Everything's sick, twisted, fuck. But here it goes. The term is munging.
I think I've heard this before.
That is where you and a friend decide to go for a nice little midnight stroll through a graveyard.
Of course.
Pick up a body. You both have a very nice time with the body that you picked up, and then once you've both shot your load.
See, I feel like that might be difficult because, you know, the corpses smell and stuff. The real difficulty of this bizarre sex term is actually getting off next to a corpse.
One of you, either you or your body decides to go down on this body that you've dug up. And while they're going down on it, the other person jumps on the stomach of the body, shooting off the comb, the maggots, all the entrails into the other person's mouth.
Yeah.
That is munging.
Yeah, I think I've heard that before many years ago.
Okay.
But thank you very much for that bizarre sec. Thank you for reminding me of munging. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, it's a dog.
Boots and pants and boots and pants. Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the program. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow for the Thursday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Manor Puss. And guess what? I love Manor Puss. You can call me Manor Puss. And guess what? I love Manor
Pussy.